Performance CNC.
Hi, is Michael in?
Yeah, may I tell him who's calling?
Yeah, it's Nico with the Bank of Cardiff.
Oh, you know, maybe you should speak with me. He is in the middle of trying to get a program done for a part that has to get to a customer.
Oh, yeah, I don't want to bug him if he's doing that, but yeah, definitely. Do you happen to help Michael out with the finances?
Yeah, I basically do all of the books and well, I'm the treasurer and the secretary.
Perfect. Yeah, I was just trying to follow up here. We were in contact with Michael, it seems like a couple months ago. Sorry, yeah. I don't know, we might have spoken with you a couple months ago in regards to some of our programs.
He's told me about that, yeah.
Okay, yeah, so I was just, seeing if you guys had anything come up towards the end of the year here where we might be able to help out in terms of equipment or capital.
Yeah, we just actually bought a machine and went through Wells Fargo to finance it.
Mm-hmm.
The way I understood it, you guys were interested, you're looking for loans based on something different than what he was originally thinking, and he told me was it wasn't a good match. So you're looking, when you look at a company, you're looking at what?
What do you mean? I'm a little confused.
I'm trying to remember exactly what he said to me. You're basing loans that you make to companies on what factors?
Well, it's a pre-approval essentially that we mail out to you guys based off your lending history, your borrowing history actually, that you guys have had with TCF in the past. So we notice not only that, but your
TCF.
Yeah,
TCF's the only one that's only one loan we've ever done with.
Right. Well, it was under a UCC filing. You're probably familiar with that.
Absolutely.
And essentially, that's how we are based, that you guys have had strong, borrowing history, as well as, or we also base it off your DNB credit profile, so we see if you're a creditworthy business, and there's a few other things that factor into it, but essentially, those are the two main points, and because of that, we were able to get you pre-approved with us for the equipment financing and working capital portion of our programs that we offer for $250,000, and essentially, that's what it comes down to. So what I do is, what happens is we mail out the offer originally and see, if you guys have any questions on it, and we follow up, and, see.
And what do you generally tie your interest rates to?
It depends on the program. Obviously, with the traditional equipment financing, it'd be tied to the piece of equipment.
I meant interest rate. LIBOR, or what?
No, just, they're just, we base them off of, whatever program it fits. Not LIBOR. We don't go through LIBOR. That's a little
throughout
there.
How do you get your margin? It has to be from...
Well, we base it off of a few other factors.
From.
Yeah, of course. We base it off of a few factors. We don't have, a set rate. Our factors are based off, how well the company performs in terms of, how well your revenue is from the last year. We take a look at that, and we take a look at your guys' bank statements to see if you have enough cash in your accounts through each month to support this type of purchase. And then basically off of that, as well as some other criteria such as credit, and, your guys' time in business.
I understand all that. That's actually not what I'm asking. I must not be asking it right. Your capital comes from where? Commercial retail bank that you have deposits,
We're a hybrid. We either do in-house or we try and search for the best program that fits you guys through other lending hands that we have.
Okay.
Yeah, does that help?
Yeah, and if it's something that's in-house, is that we just went to Wells Fargo to get this loan? Is there any benefit of going to Cardiff versus them? I'm just trying to see.
No, I completely, now I get what you're trying to say. Well, with our programs, is what we try and do is obviously get you set up on the best term and the best rate that you're looking for that fits for the company.
Yeah, which is what they did, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And whether that's going through our in-house program or going through another program that we work with, we just want to get you set up on the best thing. And sometimes it doesn't always work out for in-house, but sometimes we end up going through the other programs to see if it's a better fit because... I mean, why wouldn't she want to be set up on a better term, you know?
Well, no, I completely agree. That's why, I mean, before he had always gone through, like with this TCF loan,
mm-hmm.
he was actually through, for lack of a better word, a third-party broker who then found that. And I looked at the situation and said to Mike, why are you doing that? It was mainly ease, to be honest with you. He's just mm-hmm. swamped.
Yeah, because I know how sometimes these loans, they, you know, when you go in through for the approval and everything, they can take months. I think that's something
and
that...
You know, and the equipment salesman's on his back every third day, especially as it gets closer to the end of the month or the end of the quarter, he's on his back every single day because obviously he wants to make his sale. And, you know, if it's going to take a month or 2 months to get this all arranged, it's like just go through the, you know, the outside broker. You'll have the, you know, answer the next day, and it's a done deal. And but I listened to him. I said, yeah, but you're paying a percent or a percent and a half more than you should be on a 5-year loan. Why are you doing that? Basically, you know, he just didn't have somebody to do that. So I was able to, you know, work with the situation this time, and I actually just went with who, you know, we bid it out there, and this is what we, and the great interest rate for 5 years. Literally, this closed Friday. So,
how long did you have to wait to hear back from them?
Not long. Actually, it was only about a week.
Oh, really? That's surprising.
Yeah, I did, there was a lot of paperwork to, you know, pull together and get done, but I did get it done.
Right. What did you guys bring on, if you don't mind me asking?
Bring on, meaning a piece of equipment?
Yes, the piece of equipment.
Yeah, it's a new lathe with a rotary table.
Yeah, I know. You're driving.
Yeah, and it was about $86,000, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So it's our 12th piece of equipment.
Okay. And when you were looking for that piece of equipment, you just decided to kind of shop around a little bit?
We needed the rotary table. There was one that was $121,000, which was an even nicer, bigger machine, but we couldn't really justify doing that, so we went with the one that's about $83,000, and then there's like 3,000 other bells and whistles with a rotary table on top of that.
Yeah, that's what always gets it. It's the other attachments that you can put onto it, you know, the other things
But, yeah, but it's really what we needed so that, it's for a particular job that we now have that's going to be ongoing and a continuous run job, so it made sense to get that new piece of equipment.
Right, okay. Are you guys looking to bring anything else towards the end of the year?
No. And the best part of this was that loan payment starts literally the month after another piece of equipment is paid off, and the cost is about the same. It's one's $1,600 a month, and one's like $1,628 a month.
Okay. How much are these pieces supposed to make you with this job?
You know, I don't have the answer to that.
I was just curious.
Yeah, I don't, because it's just going to be continuously, you know, a continuous run and great business from a particular customer we've done business with for years. So they're adding one new job.
Okay. Yeah, no, I mean, that's awesome. You know, I'm glad I kind of caught up with you guys, kind of see, you know, what was going on and try to get that up.
It'll be a while. You know, we're not, at this point, interested in adding, you know, we can handle three machine payments a month, but to mm-hmm. add a fourth or even more, it's just going to be tough based on our grossing per month. So.
Right. So did you get, you got, what was it, a 5% on that? Is that what you said?
No, I didn't say. I did not say that at all. It was 4.5%. 1.25, I think it was.
Wow, what a steal. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah, well, and that's what you get when you go direct. I mean, he'd been paying like 4.9, and one of them was even like 5.5, I think, for these old loans that, you know, he went through the broker. And obviously, that guy has to be paid to do his job. I understand that. I realize that. But, you know, if somebody else can do the work, which I did, and get it direct, it's that much better.
So you guys brought on this lathe just for this one job. Is that something typical that you
Pretty
guys
much.
Do?
This is actually the first time that we've done it that way. And normally it's just if business increases, you know, overall, which it has been, we can see that, you know, we just don't have the capacity we need in order to you know, keep our customers happy and get the parts in out on time. This one particular one, that one company came to us, said, somebody else is making these. We don't like how they're doing it. We love the other two parts you make for us, which are also kind of a continuous running job. And, you know, would you be able to do this, Mike? And Mike said, yes, but I would actually need another, you know, piece of equipment in order to completely have that dedicated towards your job. And, you know, he said, what do you think the, you know, annual quantities you're going to need are? And they just said, as many as you can make. So it, you know, it made, because it's somebody that we have dealt with in the past and we feel pretty comfortable with, and they liked the price he gave them, and so it made sense to do that. And, you know, any downtime we do have, that can be used for some other jobs, you know, small ones. You can, like, interrupt it for 2 days and then go back to the continuously running job.
Right. So is that type of these types of jobs that you do, are they like overnight, you know, the lights out type situation?
No, we only have one machine that we do that with, and that's what's called the Swiss screw machine. The rest of them, it's something that has to be loaded by, you know.
Oh, like manually by the operator?
Yes, yeah. And for that, I mean, we have two shifts, 7:30 in the morning until 12 at night.
Oh, my gosh.
yeah, and Mike's here pretty much that whole time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So that kind of brings up a little bit of my attention here on my end. Are the costs for payroll pretty high? Because I can imagine.
Oh, my God. They're huge. Yeah.
You know, imagine you're running that many people.
Yeah. No, it's about 41%. I think I just calculated that. 39-40% of our gross goes to...
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. You know, that's what you have when you've got guys. You know, and part of that's programmers are more expensive than just, you know, $10 or $11 an hour laborers. So those guys, it's not too bad, but, oh, yeah.
So just out of curiosity, have you ever looked into, like, the working capital program? If you need a cash to pay for payroll because it's that expensive when jobs don't come in, have you ever looked into that?
No, because jobs have always come in, and we're able to, you know, do payroll every 2 weeks. In fact, I just calculated it for this last 2 week pay period, and I'll input it into the system tomorrow.
Yeah, no, I was so, just curious.
No.
I was just curious.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
No, so far we haven't needed that.
Mm-hmm.
yeah. About the only other thing that we might entertain at all in the next year is, as far as we rent the suites A and B, it's about 10,000 square feet, and our lease is a 3-year lease, and we just started literally this month the third year, and each month of the lease, it's gone, you know, the way we structured it, it's gone up. And so, of course, I just paid the highest of the 3 years starting right now. One of our cohorts in crime, we actually help him out with a lot of business that's in the manage the building on the opposite side of the parkway, or the parking lot. And he has about a 5,000, so he just has one bay, about a 5,000 square foot business. And And he just was in negotiations in terms of, you know, because his lease is up. And based on what they wanted to raise it for him, he's actually contemplating buying a building. And so that's something within, like, sometime next year before we'd need to negotiate a new lease, unless things change and prices go down.
Right. So it seems like there's a few things in motion here that, you know, are coming up that could definitely benefit the company.
Yeah, but again, that'll be lease or so before we take a look at it.
Well, how about I do this? What if I follow up with you around that time, see if there's we can do to help out that
then.
Way?
Yeah, I'll know better then.
Okay. Well, no, I honestly, I really appreciate you, you know, being able to kind of divulge a little bit into the company and, you know, what you guys are doing and, you know, kind of keeping me updated on my end here to see if there's something we can do to help out. And I appreciate that because it's very nice.
What's your name again?
It's Nico. That's N-I-K-O, like Nancy.
Oh, Nico.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And Cardiff is out of
We're down
Ireland?
Here in the La Jolla. No, we're down here in the La Jolla area.
Right, I realize that, but isn't the organization an Ireland-based bank?
Well, no. We're headquartered in San Diego, but the way that we got our name was our founders have close ties to Cardiff, Wales.
Oh, Wales.
Yeah, so they kind of, you know, tied it in that way.
Oh, I've been to Cardiff, Wales.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. All right, but you're based in San Diego.
Mm-hmm. We're down here in La Jolla.
And it's not a regular retail bank. You have commercial banking or no?
So we're commercial financing and leasing. So it's just the two, mainly the two pro. You know what I can do? I can shoot you over an email and it has all the information on it that way. It's just easier to kind of read it over about everything that we do, how long we've been in business, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
Yeah, what's the best email? Because I think I just have Michael's, but not yours.
Yeah.
I can just shoot you over.
Yeah, mine's similar to his. His is the mstark@performancecnc.com,
mm-hmm.
and mine's K Gilbert, KGILBERT.
Okay. I will just shoot you over that, email, kind of just see, you know, if anything does come up in the future, you can feel free to give me a call. It's good catching up, though.
We'll do.
All right. Appreciate the time. You take care, okay?
Thanks. You too. Mm-hmm.
Bye now.
Bye.